Night with Travis.
With Dominic.
So late.
So night.
It's Trav and Lowe's.
In the late of the night.
Yeah, I hear like the train and the dogs and the wind, and this all just a part of the chorus.
Yes, and we gave them
the music sound coming to your earbuds. And what were you saying?
We gave them all names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. What's the train's name?
Bessie the Train.
Bessie the Train. And the dog's name is
Mr. Biscuits.
Mr. Biscuits. And the wind's name is Gustavo?
No.
What?
It's Augustus.
Augustus.
His nickname is Gusty.
Gusty. I like it. All right, so you want to do the intro?
No, go ahead. I like our intro.
All right, welcome to Late Nights.
Boom.
Lowe's, what do you got for us tonight? You are hosting, of course.
I am hosting, of course, and we're going to talk about the benefits of creativity.
Now, this is my jam.
This is my jam.
I am so excited for this episode, and I didn't even know this was what the content was, but now that I've heard it, I'm drooling.
I'm drooling. I want all of you to be creative and understand that you are creative.
You are.
Okay?
Even if you're an accountant.
Yes, right.
I mean, don't be too creative as an accountant, but you know what I mean? Like I had a friend who was a, what was his job? He worked for Qualcomm as a, HR analyst.
Okay.
Right? His job is to look at people they hire and are they being successful and why not, you know, or why not?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, Trav, I'm just not like a creative person like you are. And I was like, shut your face. Shut your freaking face. You are, dude. Like, creativity is not about being able to draw something. Okay?
That's right.
Put that aside.
Yep.
Creativity is about being able to put two ideas together to make something wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're looking at how do you treat people? How does your company treat people? How do people give that back to your company? And you're creating better processes for that to happen and for this kind of like synchronicity, for this like sublime synergy to happen. And I said, sir, you are creative. And in fact, that's just like one of the most creative things that I've run into in a long while. This is wonderful. Don't even sell yourself short.
Right. Good advice.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's a good guy.
It's good. So as life goes, we sometimes forget why we create or what value it provides in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The goal of this podcast episode is to encourage you, dear listener, to create on a regular basis.
Yeah. It's like exercising, right?
It is like exercising. Creativity has a myriad of benefits, like exercising. And I want to talk about a few of them with you all.
After this podcast episode... Wait, no. After... Oh, sponsor. After this sponsor, psych. We don't have a sponsor. Lowe's, tell us more about good stuff.
Number one, you become a better problem solver.
Okay, a benefit of being creative is that you solve problems better.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah.
We talk a lot of creativity on this podcast, and no matter how hard we try to synthesize creativity for you, dear listener, there really isn't a manual to being an artist or a creative. The same way that there isn't a manual for being alive.
Mm.
The obstacles and challenges throughout life are inevitable. However, when we make creativity a habit, we continue to learn new, resourceful ways of solving problems in our artwork, at work, and in life.
I think that's really what creativity is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, most creative solutions are inspired by problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, okay, what do I know? What are the inputs in my life? What am I inspired by? What is influencing me and making choices? And that's going to directly affect your output. And mm-hmm. how do I solve this problem? If you're brought up in a culture where, I don't know, you're brought up in a
Latin American
culture, mm-hmm. Big on families, big on emotional expression.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring all of those kind of influences and biases to bear on every problem that you solve.
That's true.
This is how creativity works. Input, output.
Input, output. You input number one, you get a sequence. The sequence is number two.
Yeah, and it's okay that I'm going to solve the exact same problems differently
mm-hmm.
because I have a different, whole different worldview.
That's right. Number two, benefit of being creative is you connect with your community. When we create, we connect to other people doing the same things. And in an instant, a sense of community is formed.
Yeah.
Whether we are exchanging ideas, providing feedback, or simply creating next to each other in silence, the sense of connecting that connecting experience as artists, as creatives, is undeniable and deeply rewarding.
Yeah. There's this interesting kind of emotion that I tap into when I'm in the flow.
Mm.
And I'm like jamming on something, and I'm just like flowing, right?
Yeah.
And I lift up my head and I'm looking around and I'm just smiling. I'm like, I love everybody here. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like when I'm in creative flow, I have a genuine sense of like compassion and love for just everybody around me. It's a really, really interesting effect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think creativity does bring you together, because not only are you doing something that is like personally fulfilling, but the output of that will directly affect somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a painting, then an observer is going to say, how does that affect me? If you're a dentist and you're fixing somebody's tooth, like, that's creativity. Of course mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. It's going to directly impact your patient's life. If you're a mother putting your child to bed at night, if you're a house painter, anything, like these expressions of these creativity, these are your art.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring about that community by blessing each other's lives, right? Mm-hmm. Like being a benefit to their life.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Number three, if you like money, being creative saves you money.
It also makes you money.
It saves money and makes you money. Expressing ourselves can control the urge to buy impulsively.
Wow. I didn't even go that way. Mm-hmm. Tell me that again.
Expressing ourselves, that's creativity, yeah. right? Can control the urge to buy impulsively.
Wow. Because impulsive shopping, hope I'm not heading you off here, but yeah. impulsive shopping is you're looking to fulfill a space.
That's right. If we trade the activity of consuming for creating, we not only save money, but get a deeper sense of fulfillment.
God, that's brilliant.
Save money, yo.
Yeah. So if you have a problem, especially around the holidays, you buy too much. I saw a news broadcast. They were saying that like people buy around 10 items for themselves. From holiday sales for themselves in this year, which is up from historically.
Dang.
People are just buying more and more from themselves lately, and the reason why is because as a society we're more and more isolated from each other,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing these things to fill holes in our lives. But as you're saying, directly related to number two, what you're saying, that creativity and expressing yourself creatively, not only will it save you money like what you're saying, but it will bring about that community that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Go make something.
Yeah.
Number four.
Make a friend. Make something, make a friend.
What's your art? There you go.
That's a good tagline.
Make a friend.
Make something, make a friend.
Make something, make a friend. I like that. Number four, you get an expanded sense of time.
Ooh.
This is the flow you were talking about.
Yeah, flow.
Countless artists have discussed the experience of timelessness that one encounters in the creative zone
mm-hmm.
or in flow. Time feels limitless when we are in the creative zone. Strangely enough, when we give ourselves time to creative pursuits, we gain time. Who couldn't use the feeling of more time?
Dude, you know what? It's literally like you're a time traveler.
That's right.
When you're in flow and you duck your head down and you're creating something and you poke your head up and it's 4 hours later and it felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You're a time traveler.
Yep. You're a time traveler.
You are. You're a spaceman.
If you want to time travel, tap into creativity.
Make something.
Number five. This is one of my favorites. Self-awareness and expression. Creativity is the route to authenticity. As we create, we plumb the depths of our being, accessing what we think and believe. The more we create, the more we discover and realize our habits, impulses, and desires. When we take the time and energy to develop our own ideas, we respect our inner nature and are better able to express ourselves to the world on a regular basis.
I like this a lot. This reminds me of a podcast episode we had a few weeks ago mm-hmm. about being mindful.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this because, I was coming at that episode from, take a pause mm-hmm. from what you're doing and just be mindful and kind of consider what you're life is like and what you're contributing to the world and things like this. And this is saying that like you can achieve that same mindfulness through creativity, mm-hmm. through creation, because in order to be an effective creator, you have to pull from your life experience.
Yeah.
You have to have an opinion.
Yeah, you do.
You do. Yeah. You have to have a vantage point to make anything worthwhile. And this just kind of underlines the fact that when you utilize that vantage point, when you bring it to bear on your creative problems, you actually express yourself in a way that can be documented mm-hmm. and examined, and therefore be more, aware of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's really cool. I like that a lot. I never even put those two together.
I was excited when that podcast episode was recorded because I knew this is what I would be talking about.
That's awesome. Yeah, nice. Serendipity.
Serendipitous. Number six, freedom. There is no right or wrong way to be a creative. When we create, we are given the opportunity to engage with the world without judging ourselves. It's hard to do this. Like, don't judge yourself when you're creating.
Yeah.
Okay? We have permission to take risks, try new things, and strip away inhibitions in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I wrote a note recently, mm-hmm. and it was about, you know, how kind of like we grow up in this world where you have to ask permission for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, raise your hand to speak, get a hall pass to go to the bathroom, like all that kind of stuff. And it's easy to slip into this idea that everything of value is going to be held by some kind of gatekeeper out there.
Yeah.
But really the people who change things and even the people who make other people's lives better are the people who don't ask for permission. They just see something that nobody else sees and they're like, you know, curious and ambitious and they use their creativity, right? They connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need permission for that, right? And they have that freedom. I think that's really great.
Cool. Last one. Stress relief. Making art is meditative.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the time to use our hands, minds, and energy doing something we love is of utmost importance in life. Being creative makes us happy. Art is fun. Creativity is fun. And doing anything that brings joy reduces our stress levels and improves our quality of life.
Yeah.
Right? I was at Barnes & Noble. I was looking at some books that I wanted.
Are they still around?
yeah, I like them. And there's this cool slate. It was about 8 inches wide by 6 inches tall. Slate. It was about a quarter of an inch thin.
A slate, like a chalkboard kind of stuff.
Like a chalkboard, right?
Yeah.
And it sat upright at a 45-degree angle away from me on this wood block,
uh-huh.
right? And on the wood block, there's this little, like, a container for water. And you had a brush pen.
Mm-hmm.
And a brush pen, you would dip in water and practice calligraphy and kind of like brush strokes.
On the slate.
Oh, that's cool. And then the water would evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get to do something new again.
Do it again.
Right?
I like that. It's really super ephemeral.
Yeah, super ephemeral. You get to practice. Anyway, like, I almost purchased it as a way to have it at my desk and like take a break from digital work and just brush something out and let it evaporate and then get back to work.
That's a cool example of something I was thinking about while you were talking about stress mm-hmm. relief, because you can use creativity. I mean, you and I make digital products,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of people who listen to this podcast are in the kind of same vein.
Mm-hmm.
I've really enjoyed the idea of taking a step away from that mode of creativity and entering another to kind of balance that out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do get a lot from what I do day to day, but sometimes like I'll buy a model and, mm-hmm. and I'll build a model airplane or in my case a starfighter kind of thing or like Legos have been really fun for me lately.
Yeah.
Woodworking is fun too.
Yeah.
Like in calligraphy or in your case like painting on this slate, like that's really awesome. I think mm-hmm. I think stepping outside of your usual mode of creation, like if you're a fine artist, like try something digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I think that new perspective gives you. We talked earlier about how creativity is input output.
Mm-hmm.
I think this new, you know, looking at similar problems from different angles gives you that input, and the best kind of creative people will have a wide range of inputs,
mm-hmm.
and they can sample from many different areas, and where their output is going to be completely influenced by all of them, and also completely unique from anything that you have completely thought of.
Correct.
How many times can I say the word completely?
Completely, completely many, completely times.
Well, the point is that stepping outside of your usual mode of creation to try something unique will open your mind in ways that you didn't have previously.
Yep. So check it out. Hopefully you've seen some benefits of creativity and enact some of it.
Yeah.
And move forward and make something different. Be something different. A little part of your life.
Awesome.
All right.
Good. That was good.
All right. You can find us at Travin Los.
You can find us on Twitter at Travin Los. You can find us on Facebook at Travenlos. Well, Facebook.com/Travenlos. Mm. And you can also find us in bed because it's sleepy time. It's such late night. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And Los, do you want to sing us out?
Yeah, I'll sing you out.
That's the bass line.